Welcome to Tip TV Finance. We're joined by Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Well, I'm glad that it seems as though Storm Angus has passed over my home without too much disruption. A busy weekend of sport. Congratulations to Andy Murray. Congratulations to Nicolas Sarkozy in the politics, getting an absolute drubbing. So we look forward to this week's events with glee.
As long as his wife doesn't try and run for president, because that's the other thing that people try and do.
That seems to be de rigueur nowadays.
Yes, exactly.
Clinton started it, next Michelle Obama. Exactly, there we go.
Any stocks that have caught your eye today?
Well, it's going to be a busy week in terms of potential movements. Obviously, you've got the autumn statement on Wednesday. Philip Hammond in the hot seat for the first time, and Theresa May looking to set her stall out. So I think the focus will be on the old favourites, the house builders, your pubs and beer makers, manufacturers, cigarettes, gambling. There's plenty to watch out for.
Is he going to cut any? Is he going to cut stamp duty, which is supposed to, you know, help the housing market? Because that was just, you know, the Osborne try to kill the goose that laid the golden egg there. We've got, I think, the airport passenger duty as well. And there's a few things that he could do if he was trying to be nice to people. But is that going to happen?
I think that from what I've read, I think that the stamp duty seems to be the real bugbear. Everything else is kind of just getting pushed to one side. But there seems to be a real clamour for Hammond and the Conservative government to try and really gear the property market up. I think it's not so much about people buying and selling, it's more a case of not enough stock being built quick enough at the right pricing points. Obviously, London is very sort of high-end pricing-wise. There's not really much demand from domestic buyers. It's seemingly all from further afield. So you've got to look outside of the M25, north of the Watford Gap, so to speak.
Never been there.
No, get a nosebleed. It's dangerous.
And any stocks we can focus on?
Well, I think, I mean, as I say, it's going to be a pretty, I wouldn't say dull, but I don't think you'll see a lot of movement ahead of the autumn statement. And then obviously you've got FOMC minutes on Thursday. I see the main headline this morning was Mighty Group, one last hurrah for the outgoing leader of the pack, down about 10-12% so far on the back of another quasi-profit downgrade. But no, I think we look to the mid-latter part of the week and hope for some positivity in the statement.
So really, it's waiting for that, and just really deciding then what sectors are favoured or in favour or out of favour.
To all intents and purposes, yeah. I mean, we're sat around the 6,800 level on the FTSE. It's been up and down like a yo-yo post, you know, since the Brexit referendum vote. And I think more of the same. There's a lot of people suggesting that we're pushing into December, Santa Rally, blah, blah, blah. So maybe Philip Hammond and his first autumn statement, maybe the
so we get that out of the way and then perhaps upwards after that, or falling the US market, because we've underperformed those markets a lot, haven't we?
Well, for the last number of years. What the US has, I don't know, because I think, in my opinion, that the British economy is in a pretty stellar state. Granted, we have had the referendum, etc., but I can't see why we have underperformed so significantly for the last 3-4 years. But again, I think with the optimism with regards to Trump and what he could do, I see he's getting his ducks in line with regards to his appointments. It'll be interesting to see whether the US want to carry on driving higher into Christmas, the end of Q1. Obviously, you have got in Europe the elections coming through early part of next year.
So that makes the UK look relatively more attractive as well, because the European situation looks...
Well, if Sarkozy's had to rule himself out after round one, and they've got a quasi-comedian running for the Italian leadership, you know, it's a dull state of affairs, isn't it?
Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments, thank you very much for coming in today. We'll be back after the break.